Last night we began to discuss Beis HaEtz and Beis HaTeven, essentially storage areas and what the difference is between, on the one hand, the Beis HaEtz and Beis HaTeven, and on the other hand, the Otros Yayin and Otros Shemin. So there is a sugya in Yom Daf Yud Aleph that we referred to last night, where the Gemara has machlokas Rav Yehuda and Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana taught Kameid Rav Yehuda. We thought that there might be some significance in that, where Rav Yehuda paskins that only if women use the room to be miskashet, to put on some jewelry, makeup, whatever, only then is it going to be chayiv mezuzah. Whereas Rav Kahana says, no, it doesn't matter, women use it, don't use it, it doesn't make a difference, as long as it stores eitzim and teven, that's enough reason to be mechayiv mezuzah. Now, why would I sit here talking about we have two shiurim left in the summer, I'm going to sit here hacking about beis eitzim, beis teven? Don't we have more practical halachic issues to learn? So first of all, like Thursday night, I'm just going to blitz through like a million things very quickly, but so we will cover a lot of topics, but aside from that, this is very nogei lemaisa, and you'll see why soon in terms of garages and how to view a garage, and it doesn't make a difference if it's an attached garage or a detached garage. So that's a very nogei shaila, because a lot of people get that wrong, both in terms of a lot of people do not put any mezuzahs up on garages, some people do and do it on the wrong side. So we'll get to all that. So how do we paskin machlokes of Kana Rabbi Yehuda? So the Rush, and we'll call the Rif for now, paskin like Rav Kahana, that these rooms are always chayv mezuzah. It doesn't matter whether women hang out in there, do anything in there, or do not do anything in there. Whereas the Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Zayin, Hilchos Mezuzah, source number 14, says that like Rabbi Yehuda, that only if it's used by a woman to be miskashetes does it require mezuzah. Now, just one point of clarification: there are two separate issues that are women related. Hopefully, we'll get to both of them tonight. One is this idea of miskashetas, that if a woman gets dressed, she gets made up, rather, I shouldn't say dressed, she puts on her makeup and she puts on her perfumes in a certain room. So that is a reason to be mechayiv in mezuzah, because that shows you that it's being lived in, it's being used by a person. There's another din that we refer to women being neosos bo, being using a room to bathe in or to dress in, where women are going to be omdos shamarumos, where they're very often going to be in a state of undress in that room. That would be a reason to exempt a room from mezuzah, because that would be a tashma shel bizayon. The same reason you don't have a mezuzah in your bathroom would be a reason that you wouldn't have a mezuzah on a room that a woman happens to use to bathe in. That makes it a bathroom, and therefore that's a reason to exempt. So it's important not to get confused between those two points. So we pointed out last night the case of Mishnah, understanding the yisod of the machlokas as to how to understand whether of Kahana is as to a debate whether of Kahana was in fact a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda, in which case ein halach k'talmud makom harav, or of Kahana was not a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda, he just happened to have been saying it in the presence of Rabbi Yehuda. Lehalacha, the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodei Reish Pevav Sif Bei, source number 16, Shulchan Aruch writes, Beis HaTeven, Beis HaEtzim, Beis HaBakar, Chayavim. And then he happens to mention, Im Anashim Rochtzol Spam, but be careful. What does Rochtzol Spam mean? That's a reason to exempt. Right? He says, Kivin Sha'omdo Shamarumos, Ein Kvot Shamayim Liyo Shamazuzah. It's a different din. That since they're standing there unclothed, it's not appropriate to have a mezuzah there. But Stam, Beis HaEtzim, Beis HaTeven, Chayiv and Mezuzah, even if it's not used by people for any personal use, for any makeup, for anything like that, it's only used as storage of Eitzim and Teven. That's what Shulchan Aruch paskins, that it's Chayiv Mezuzah, like the Rush, and like, perhaps, the Rif. The Bir Agra explains that Rav Yehuda's Shita seems to be rejected at the end of the Gemara, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rav Kahana. Shulchan Aruch wants to paskin that it's chayiv, because his understanding is that Rav Yehuda is rejected at the end of the Gemara. In fact, the Achronim try to figure out why the Rambam would paskin like Rav Yehuda. Forget about Talmud and Rebbe, but if you read the Gemara, it sounds a little bit at the end of the Gemara that Rav Yehuda's Shita has that there's a checkmate, there's a kasha that's it's unanswered on Rav Yehuda's Shita. So if that's the case, why would the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? So the Aruch HaShulchan points out that according to our text of the Rif, he in fact agrees with the Rambam. That the way we have the Rif is actually like the Rambam. And that obviously, if that text is correct, then that should not surprise us, because the Rif and the Rambam almost always agree. So it's possible that the Rambam had our text of the Rif, where the Beis Yosef quotes the Rif as siding with the Rush. So this is important, because what does this do now? If the Beis Yosef was working with a faulty text of the Rif, when he was taking his tally of the majority between the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rush, he's working with a faulty text of the Rif, so obviously there are only three votes. If one of them goes from one team to the other, obviously it's going to change the whole vote. Why did the Shulchan Aruch pass like the Rush? Because he thought the Rif passed like the Rush. And he says that explicitly in Beis Yosef. But if he would have had our text of the Rif, and apparently the Rambam's text of the Rif, the Rambam direct Torah lineage from the Rif. The Rimigash was a student of the Rif, and Maimon was a student of the Rimigash, and the Rambam was the son of Maimon. So that the direct lineage in terms of his Torah learning from the Rif. The Rambam obviously must have had the Girsa that we have in the Rif. So in light of that, the Aruch HaShulchan says this is one of those situations where you can go against the Halacha and the Shulchan Aruch, because we know that the Shulchan Aruch was based on a false premise. It's an unbelievable chiddush that you're allowed to do that. You have that Rav David Yosef, Rav Vadya's son, wrote the footnotes on one of the newer printings, the Machon Yerushalayim printing of the Shaul's Tshuvas Pe'er Ador, the Tshuvas of the Rambam. And in the introduction, he had his father write a little askama to the Sefer. So Rav Vadya writes in that introduction to Rav David Yosef's edition of the Pe'er Ador that it's very important to learn the Tshuvas of the Rambam, because some things the Shulchan Aruch paskined because he either thought the Rambam didn't have a position on, or the Rambam's position was ambiguous. But if you have a Tshuva that's explicit in terms of what the Rambam's position is, and you then find that the Shulchan Aruch didn't get it, the Shulchan Aruch didn't have a copy of the Tshuvas of the Rambam, if the Shulchan Aruch didn't have this Rambam and that's why he paskened against the Rambam, you're allowed to go against what it says in Shulchan Aruch, says Rav Vadya Yosef, because we know that Maran Beit Yosef would never want to paskin against the Rambam. So you're actually allowed. There's a whole school of thought that says that no, you can't do this, you can't go changing the Shulchan Aruch, because if Hashkacha had it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu paskin, that the Shulchan Aruch, as it's written, was written the way it was, and that we're supposed to have it for all these generations the way it was, so that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's psak, that we got to accept that that's the way the Shulchan Aruch was meant to be. But Rav Vadya says no, that if you can verify that there is a Shitas Rambam that the Beit Yosef was unaware of, so that would change the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. That's exactly what the Aruch HaShulchan is doing. So he says, at the same time, he's traditional enough to say, you can't really ignore the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, so you have to put a mezuzah on a storage room. However, don't make a bracha when you do it. As, you know, in deference to the sheet of the Rambam, don't make a bracha, because the Rambam holds that it's not chayiv, so you shouldn't make a bracha when you put a mezuzah on a storage room. Now, who's the chumra here, who's the kula? So it seems very obvious who the chumra is, who the kula is. If you hold that it's that a base eight and base seven like the Rush is chayiv in mezuzah even if no people actually use it, that's a chumra. If you hold like the Rambam that it's not chayiv in mezuzah unless people use it, that's a kula, right? So that would be pretty clear. However, it's not so clear. There may be one case where it will turn out that the Rambam will actually be a chumra, where the Rambam saying that the Beis HaEitz and Beis HaTeven is not chayiv in mezuzah is going to be a chumra. How could that possibly be a chumra? So Gevaldika or Sameach. Or Sameach was brilliant, obviously. Or Meir Simcha meets Vinsk. I saw this. My brother quoted this Or Sameach in his notes. My brother's a big fan of the Or Sameach, so much so that he named his first son Meir Simcha after the Or Sameach. So there were no family names to be used. He would have gotten killed if there were. But anyway, so Rav Meir Simcha was asked the following shaila. He said, Nishalti bebayish yesh bo kama batim. What does that mean? Bayish yesh bo kama batim, another word for? What? Rooms or apartment building, right? A house, kama batim, you have to assume it's apartments, right? So an apartment building. Mehem batim shagar behem Yisrael, umehem batim shagar behem of the glulim. So you have some apartments are Jews live in, and other apartments Goyim live in, like a normal apartment building in a neighborhood that has both Jews and Goyim. And there is a hallway that you use to get into the various apartments. Does the hallway need a mezuzah? Obviously, the apartments that belong to Jews, the Jews would put up a mezuzah. Does the hallway need a mezuzah? So one more bit of information, says Yar Samech, Uba prosdor munach kelim uchayotzei behem. The hallway was also used for storage purposes. In the hallway, they would store various items. So he says, in this shaila, in this case, it's going to turn out that the Rambam is going to be l'chumra, and the Rush is going to be l'kula. How so? If you hold that a beis ha'otzer is chayiv in mezuzah, right? The halacha is that any room that's chayiv in mezuzah, that would otherwise be chayiv in mezuzah, if it's owned jointly by a Jew and a non-Jew, it becomes pater from mezuzah. If I own a house together with a guy, and we both live there, it is pater from mezuzah. Does not require mezuzah. If you hold the beis ha'otzer that a storage facility needs a mezuzah because it's a room, that's called enough of a beis dira, and that's why you want to be mechayiv this hallway, well, this hallway would be pater, because goyim own it also. It's owned b'shutfus between Jews and goyim. But if you hold that a beis ha'otzer does not require a mezuzah in its own right, it's not a room, so then what is the doorway that goes through this hallway, that goes into this hallway? It's not a doorway into a room, because we don't view a storage facility as a room. So what is it? It's the same thing as Shari Chatzeros, Shari Ayaros, the gateways through your Chatzer. The gateways through your Chatzer are not chayav in mezuzah because your Chatzer is a room. Like we said, your Chatzer doesn't have a roof. Your Chatzer, the Ayaros, right, the cities, not a room. Yet you need to put a mezuzah on the gate into the city. Why? Because it's a doorway through which you get to your home. It's a passageway. If you're going to view the beis ha'otzer as something that's pater from mezuzah, well then this hallway needs to be viewed not as a room, but as a passageway. What's the din when you have a passageway that leads to Jewish and non-Jewish homes? Halach and Shulchan Aruch is Azlin and Basar Ruba. We follow the rove. Is it mostly Jews who live there or mostly non-Jews? So if it's mostly Jews that use this passageway to get to their homes, it would be Chayiv and Mezuzah. That's the din of an ear. If you have a city that's mostly Jews, the gateway to the city is Chayiv and Mezuzah. So therefore, it would turn out that if the Rambam is going to say, it's not a room, Beis Ha'etz and Beis Ha'tavon, it's not a room that's Chayiv and Mezuzah in its own right, in this case, he's going to say, it is chayiv mezuzah as a shar, as a gateway. Whereas the Rush who says, no, it's a room. If you're going to put a mezuzah on it, you're putting a mezuzah on it because of its own status as a room bifnei atzmo. Well, then he'll say, but if there's any Gaish partnership, that's an exemption. It's an exemption for room. Essentially, just to be clear, Gaish partnership exempts a room from having a mezuzah. It does not exempt a gateway from being chayiv in mezuzah, because the gateway is viewed vis-a-vis your home, and you own your home entirely. So we view it vis-a-vis the homes. It goes basar the rove of the people that live in that neighborhood. So therefore, says Yar Samech very brilliantly, that it would turn out that the Rambam would actually be l'chumra. Now, there is another area of halacha where whether something is considered a beis dira makes a difference in halacha. There's halacha at the very end of Choshen Mishpat, in Simen Tav Chaf Zayin. Says the Shulchan Aruch, mitzvah saseh lasus adam maka legago, at source number 20, a person has a mitzvah to make a maka, a fence around his roof, shenemar vasisa maka legagecha, because it says so in the Torah, that you have to do that. Okay, that's a good reason. However, says Shulchan Aruch, v'hu sheyia beis dira. That's only if it's the roof of a living quarter. This is a good 10-minute halacha topic. What if you have like a porch that's 10 tefachim high off the ground, but there's no like living space underneath? It's not really a roof. It's just a high. Do you still need to make a maka? Do you still need to make a partition? So it could be that there are two issues over here. There's the mitzvah saseh of asisa maka legagecha, and there's a lo saseh of lo sasim damim beveisecha, that your home shouldn't be your home should be childproof. Your home shouldn't be a place that's dangerous. l'sasim damim b'veisecha. So it could be that if you have an area that's not above an actual living quarter, you don't have the mitzvah saseh of asisa makal gagecha, but you do have the mitzvah lo saseh of l'sasim damim b'veisecha. It could be that the gedarim of the two mitzvahs are different. It's important to know when, you know, what kind of mitzvah you have, whether it's an aseh or a lo saseh, in terms of ein aseh docha lo saseh vaseh, and things like, even though but aseh is docha lo saseh, so is it one, is it two? Okay, but anyway, Shulchan Aruch says, as long as it's a base dira underneath, so what if there's a storage facility underneath? So what do you expect the Shulchan Aruch to say? Well, Shulchan Aruch is the one that paskind, like the Rosh and what he thought was the Rit, that storage facilities are chayiv and mezuzah, they're based dira. So he should say that it's chayiv and makah. The roof of the storage facility is chayiv and makah. Problem, says Shulchan Aruch, al v'beis ha'otzos v'beis ha'bakar chiyotzeben, eino zakuk lo. They do not require a makah on the roof of storage facilities. Why not? Is it a based dira? Is it a based dira? Or is it not a base dira? Is it a base dira or is it not a base dira? How could the Shulchan Aruch be soser himself in that way? So the Sma, for those who ever opened up a Choshen Mishpat, which I suspect you haven't done much, I haven't done much, when you open up a Choshen Mishpat, the one of the commentators on the side of the Shulchan Aruch is the Sma. So says the Sma, right there in the Choshen Mishpat, that the Kesef Mishnah wonders about the Rambam, that there is a medrash that says that you're chayiv in makah over a storage facility. Why does the Rambam say you're pater from makah over a storage facility? So because Mishnah says, it's tully in the same machlokas tanaim, Rav Kahana, Rav Yehuda, that you have by mezuzah. What's the status of a storage facility? So the Rambam must have understood that even though there's a medrash that says that you're chayiv in a makah on top of a storage facility, that's only going like that shita that holds that you're chayiv in a mezuzah in a storage facility. But the Rambam paskins, remember the Rambam was the one that went lakula, that you're pater from mezuzah in a storage facility. Me'mela, Rambam's going to paskin, you're pater from a makah over a storage facility. So says the Sma, that is really great for the Rambam. But what it's not going to help us with is the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shulchan Aruch paskened over there by mezuzah against the Rambam. It was that unique, rare case where the Shulchan Aruch goes against the Rambam. He paskened like the Rush in Hilchos Mezuzah. He paskened that when you have a storage facility, it's chayiv in mezuzah. So how's he going to say it's not considered Beis Dira in terms of putting up a makkah? So he says, Tema l'machaber. How he could say such a thing? So it says the Sma, last four lines, V'nira da mechaber hichriya v'svira le, the mechaber must hold as follows. Dile inyan, so what's the chilek? Why by makah should it be pater and by mezuzah chayiv? Dile inyan makah, kivin de in derech m'nei adam lios lehen. Why is it that when you have a storage facility, you don't have to put a mezuzah on its roof? You don't have to put a makah on its roof. Certainly no mezuzah. Is it less dangerous when you go on top of a 15 floor high storage facility than when you go on top of a 15 floor high apartment building? What? So says the Sma. It's not that it's less dangerous. It's just that you're never there. You know when you go to your storage facility when you need to get stuff from storage? You go in, you get your stuff, and you leave. Or you need to put stuff in storage. In your house, you're there all the time. So you'll use the roof all the time. But by storage, you're never going to use the roof. So the reason for the patur is not that there's one din called shame-based dira. Is it called a living quarter or not? And that's the same geder for makkah and for mezuzah. No. The din by makkah is an issue of sakana. The fact that we use the terminology of Beis Dira is not that there's a specific mechayev of it being a Beis Dira and a patur if it's not a Beis Dira by Makkah. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with, is it a dangerous place? Is it a place where you can expect people to be? And if it's a roof of a storage facility, the halacha is that no, it's not a dangerous place. We don't consider that a place where you're likely to find someone hanging out on the roof of. And therefore, it's not chayev in a Makkah. But by mezuzah, it's talion. Is this called a Beis Dira? And as long as you live there, as long as you are there frequently enough, then you need to you need the reminder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. So mezuzah, so is it a shame based dira? Maybe, yeah, but that's not the din of makkah. The din of makkah is the din of sakana. Yeah.
But is makkah really tied to like the malavites, whoever owns it, or is anyone that might ever be on
kathir? I think anyone.
Right, so why does it matter if the malavites there, as long as you.
No, it's a storage facility, no one's there.
It seems like he's saying like the person whose storage facility.
No, I think the point, he's the only one that would ever have any reason to go there. I don't think it's about that person per se. So that's the that's how the Sma understands. Now, how do we apply this? What's the difference? I mentioned yesterday we have to discuss what's the difference between Yayin v'shemen. When you store Yayin v'shemen, we said, okay, everyone agrees that's for sure Chayim v'mezuzah. Yet Eitzim v'tevin, we had this whole machlokas. The Rambam was mekil, and we point out the Aruch HaShulchan thinks even the Shulchan Aruch would have been mekel had he only known what the Rif really said. So why? Why would you be mekel on Eitzim v'tevin, not Yayin v'shemen? So it's important to understand. What do you think? What's the chiluk? The place where you keep wine and oil, why is that different than the place where you keep Eitzim v'tevin? So most pasha chiluk is, in the case of wine and oil, it's a place that's very common for a person to go. Whenever you run out of wine during your meal, you go out to where you keep your wine. And I know that we do it all the time. We keep the wine in the garage. It's an attached garage, so you just go right and take the wine, and that's it. And we get a new bottle of wine. We go in all the time during the meal. And we keep shemen there, happens to be. We keep a lot of other things there also, flour and sugar and all sorts of things. Soda, you just always go in there to replenish whatever you need. A walk-in pantry, an attached garage, are often used for these kinds of things. That requires a mezuzah with a bracha, according to everybody. That's otzos yayin v'shemen. A place where you have a walk-in pantry, or where if you use your garage to keep extra groceries or things like that, something that you're going to go into all the time to get stuff that you use all the time, it's going to require a mezuzah with a bracha, which means, Why does that garage require a mezuzah? It requires a mezuzah because it's a passageway or because it's a room? It's a room, right? In itself, its usage is strong enough that it's considered a room of your house. Lamayin af kamina, whether it's a passageway or it's a room. Okay, I would assume either way it would require a mezuzah, because if it's a passageway, it's a doorway from the outside that will lead you into, assuming it's an attached garage. What?
If it's a room, then it wouldn't be.
If it's a room also. Because if it's a room, it's a way into a room. It's a way into your house. It's just one of the rooms in your house.
The only reason why it's defined as a room is because it's commonly used. Wouldn't the whole chivas be around the area that's commonly used? But you don't go.
No, the room would take on a shame bias, and then it would be chayim mezuzah, yeah?
That's a fair question. In the afternoon, if you went outside, the mezuzah.
On which door? The door going from the house to the garage. That would be a huge nafkamina. Very often, the garage is attached to a little hallway area, right? To its own little beishar that then leads into the house. Usually doesn't just like open up into, often doesn't open, sometimes does, open up into like a kitchen or whatever. Okay, different houses. Some do, some don't. But anyway, either way, it doesn't matter. Which side do you put the mezuzah on? Do you put the mezuzah on the right side going into the garage? Or do you put the mezuzah on the right side going into the house? So now, if there's a hallway area, right, that the garage is attached to, in my house there is, like a little, the garage goes into this little hall that then goes into the den and then, right, and to the rest of the house. So, if you view the garage as a room, you would always put a mezuzah from the hallway into the room, right? You would not put a mezuzah from a room into a hallway. You'd always go from the hallway into the room, right? Right side hallway into the room. If you view the garage as just a passageway, so no matter how many hallways there are along that passageway, it's always on the right side going further into the house. So if I view the garage as just a passageway, as how I get from the outside of my house, I go through the garage, through that next hallway, into the den, it will always be on the right side all the way through, going further into the house, which is the left side going from the house into the garage. Is major nafkamina. Now what if the garage opens up directly into another room, directly into the kitchen, my in-law's house, the garage opens up directly into a kitchen. So directly into another room. So if it's a hallway that, it's viewed as a passageway, so again, pashut, it would go on the right side going from the garage into the kitchen. What if it's a room? Well, then which way do you put it on? So that's Talin, all the other issues of what side you ever put on between when you have a doorway between two rooms. You have to look at which room is deeper into the house, which one has the Hekert Seer. You look at all those other qualifications to figure out, you know, Rov Tashmisho, all the other qualifications to figure out which way it goes. But it certainly wouldn't be set in stone. If it's a Beis Shaar, if it's just a passageway, then it would go on the right side going into the house. So you could theoretically have two people who have attached garages, and the halach is going to be that the mezuzah would be on different sides depending on how they use their garage. Is their garage a beis ha'utzar for a yayin v'shemen like mine is? There's not even room for a car in my garage. Or is the garage just a place where they park their car? Now, you might say, well, wait a second. If you park your car, what? That's also storage. But which kind of storage is that? Meaning, is yayin, what's the nekuda of yayin v'shemen? Is it frequency of use, which you wanted to say before? In which case, you use your car pretty often. Most people use their car pretty often. Or is it use as part of your house? You use your car when you're leaving your house. The Yayin V'Shemen, you're always getting to use as part of your house. And so it could be that might be that might be an issue. We'll get to what Poskim actually have to say about that. Yeah?
And if you use it for like both, like people like park their car in the driveway and then in their garage, and have, like, they still store it.
Yes, I would think the fact that you also use it to park your car doesn't change the fact that it's a base also for Yayin V'Shemen.
So it would still be considered a room.
A room, yeah. A room that you have to keep a car in also.
But you're more likely than not, you're using it as a hallway more than you are as a room. Like, you're storing it there, but you're...
Yeah, but I think in the hierarchy of what, you know, like, go back to that Ar Sameach, yeah. Right? Meaning, why did the Ar Sameach think that if you're... That if you consider a Beis Otzar a room, that you're not going to consider it then it's going to be putter from a mezuzah because goyim have a shutfas in it. What do you mean? It's still also used as a hallway. No, elamai, the higher purpose of it is to be used as a room. Meaning, if it's being used as both, you go basar the strongest dira type purpose, which is obviously using it as a room is a higher dira type purpose than using it as a passageway, and therefore that's how you're going to label it, and it's going to follow those rules. So that's how I think would apply over here.
Well, let's say a room like this like changes purposes, like it used to be for your car.
Yeah, mistama, you should change the mezuzah. You should change the mezuzah based on what?
Like you take it down from your.
I would think so. What?
With a bracha.
With a bracha. Stama. I don't see why not. Yeah, stama. Okay. Now, base eitz and base ateven, that seems to be a place that you don't go into all the time. It would seem to be the equivalent of a detached garage. We used to have, when I lived in Cedars, we had a detached garage. And we kept, I don't know what we kept in there, some stuff that, you know, we really didn't need except for like, you know, I guess once a year maybe you'd go in and like summer for winter type things in the backyard or something. Like it wasn't something that we firewood, even though we didn't even have a working fireplace, but that's what the last owner had there, so we just left it there. So, you know, we kept, it was base Eitzim. Tevin. We didn't have Tevin, but we had Eitzim. So we kept I don't know what we kept there, but whatever. Termites, we kept termites there. if I recall correctly. Anyway, the detached garage would or a storage shed that happens to have a door. If you have a storage shed, it's a large storage shed that happens to have a door. So that would seem to be the base eitz and base ateven. So if you follow, you know, what we've said, so it would be subject to machlokas, Rambam the Rosh. And generally we're machmir, the Aruch Shulchan says, machmir but no bracha. You put a mezuzah on it, but no bracha. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says no bracha. Now, what would you say about the following case? Remember I mentioned yesterday, long-term storage. You rent a place in that place on Rockaway Turnpike that has long-term, right across from Bagel Island, that long-term storage. So do you put a mezuzah when you rent long-term storage? You're renting it for a year. So what would you say? What's that the equivalent of? So l'chora chayv b'mezuzah. So I couldn't believe that. I was like blown away by that. I don't know. Do people think of that? I mean, I don't know people who use it really, but what?
With like if they don't allow you to do it.
So I asked Rabbi Willig about it years ago, and he said, yeah, you'd be chayiv mezuzah, but make sure before you put up a mezuzah that they know what it is, that the custodians of the facility know what it is, and that they know not to take it down. Because if you're going to put, you're not supposed to put up a mezuzah in a place that it's going to be ripped down and thrown in the garbage, right? So that you can't do. So you have to be careful to make sure that that you clear it with the management before you put up a mezuzah in a place like that. Okay, that's storage facilities. So storage facilities and garages. Are we clear on garages? You could all figure out in your homes. It's not nice to take a poll to see if everyone's homes are right in terms of the garages. I always find people get garages wrong. No? Okay, maybe yes, maybe no. Okay, anyway, think about it. You'll make suggestions if there are mistakes. Porches, decks, patios, things like that. So I think we may have discussed this a little bit, but let's say you have, a lot of times people will have, like, off their bedroom, they'll build like a little porch that they can, you know, just go hang out, get some fresh air on the porch. And in Eretz Yisrael, there are a lot more porches than you find here, built into houses than you find here. But whatever, there are a lot of times people have built a porch off, from the top floor of the house. So porch doesn't go anywhere, it's just a porch, right? It's not leading anywhere else, it's just a porch. So the Taz, quotes from Ariel. Now, let's put it this way. Shulchan Aruch paskins that chatzeros nina mezuzah, even though the shari chatzeros, the chatzeros themselves don't have a roof on it. And we said one of the requirements of a room that needs a mezuzah is having a roof on it. So why is it that a chatzer requires a mezuzah? That is going to help us understand the porches, patios, decks, things like that. Why does a chatzer need a mezuzah if it doesn't have a roof? So we discussed this. But if you take a look at the Taz, he quotes the Ma'aril at the very beginning, source number 22. He says, I'm not sure, what do you do with a place like this? Im yesh lelech achar yimin shala nichnas l'chatzer, or achar yimin shala nichnas mechatzer l'bayis? Let's say, you say that a chatzer requires a mezuzah. What about the door between the chatzer and the bayis, between your backyard and your house? Mezuzah on the right side going from the house to the yard, or from the yard to the house? So what would you say? So he says, "Im hachatzer sasu mikol tzadav b'li pesach." Let's say your chatzer, your backyard, is closed, fenced around on all sides, and there's no door to get out. It's just completely fenced in. The only way to get out is by going back through the house. That's not normally the case, but sometimes that is the case. The only way to get out is to go back through the house. Rak mi bayis l'tocho, oz hava chatzer kimo cheder. Then the chatzer is treated like a room of the house. Elamai, it's a room without a roof. But I thought a room without a roof doesn't require a mezuzah. That's if, as we said many times, the room is supposed to have a roof and it doesn't have a roof. That would not require a mezuzah. But if it's a room that's not supposed to have a roof, it's the kind of room, it's the sunroom, it's the backyard, it's the place that you're supposed to use without a roof, then it could still be considered a full-fledged room even though it doesn't have a mezuzah. And therefore, says the Maril, Velo ichpatlon beheker tzira delas. I don't care which way the door swings. Tafilu mayaket heker tzir b'socha bayis. Zin basi yimin aniklas b'bayis l'chatzer. Even if the heker tzir went toward the house, you would still say that the mezuzah would go out toward the yard. Why? Because the yard is a room. V'shamos ha-mezuzah. Aval im yesh pesach mi-chatzer l'mavoy acher ol rushos harabim. But if there's a doorway that goes from the yard to another area, to a Rishus HaRabim, to a Mavoy, to the street, then you would go Basar Heker Tzir. Then it's still a room, but now you just have to figure out, like any other two rooms in your house, which way is the proper way to put the mezuzah. So, Vadai, he says, it's considered a room if it's fenced in. Now, what if it's not fenced in? So then it's nothing, right? Then it certainly wouldn't require a mezuzah going out. It would require a mezuzah going in. Why? Why would it require a mezuzah going in? It's an entrance to your house. It's an entrance to your house. It would require a mezuzah going in. It's coming in from the outside. But it would not require a mezuzah going out if it wasn't fenced in. But if it's fenced in and it has no doorway, it's pashut to the maril, the mezuzah goes out. If it has some doorways, then you would follow the normal halachos. That is the shita of the Maril. The Rambam doesn't exactly sound like that. The Rambam says that, as we saw this Rambam already before, why do chatzeros require a mezuzah? Sharei habatim hachayavim b'mezuzah psuchen l'solchan. Because they're connected to houses that are chayav mezuzah. Which makes it sound like the Rambam holds that the reason that chatzer is chayav mezuzah is not because the chatzer is a room. No, it's the chatzer is an entranceway toward your house. Therefore, according to the Rambam, I don't care if it has fenced in all around, you would always put the mezuzah from the chatzer going into your house, not from your house going into the chatzer. So this is the fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and the Maril quoted by the Taz. Now, this would fit the Avnei Nezer in source number 24. The Avnei Nezer points out that this Rambam is l'shitaso in terms of storage facilities. Same sheet as a Rambam. What does one got to do with the other again? What did the Rambam just say? That a chatzer isn't a room, it's only an entranceway into your house. What did the Rambam say about storage facilities? The Rambam that the Shulchan Aruch paskin against. So take a look at the Avnei Nezer, three and a half lines before the end. The efshar de toloi bedin refes beis hateven lulin de pasuk b'shulchan aruch de chayavin b'mezuzah af she'in dorim bo bnei adami kol makom chashuv dira l'schayv b'mezuzah. Shulchan aruch paskin that the storage facilities require mezuzah even though no person ever lives there. Huadin chatzer chayv batzmuso. Therefore, the chatzer could also be chayv batzmuso. Meaning, it's all an issue of how do you define beis dira. How do you define beis dira? Does a person have to use it for a living? Your chatzer you don't really use for a living, but you do use it for other stuff, but no person lives there. So the Rambam who holds that he says, achludasa rabim de p'turim mezuzah, that a storage facility is part of a mezuzah because no person lives there. Tzrich lomar, had the chatzer chayiv, mishum shepesach chatzer, chashe pesach abayis. Why would the chatzer be chayiv? Can't be that it's called a room because no one lives there. It must be that it's only an entranceway into your house. That's why the Pesach is going to be chayiv. So that would be the Shitas Rambam. That's how the Avnei Nezer understands the Rambam. However, try not to get confused here, there is another sheet of how to understand the Rambam. So again, just the structure. A chatzer. Definitely chayiv mezuzah. The Gemara says chayiv mezuzah. The question is why? Because it's a room or because it's a gateway? Maril says because it's a room. The Rambam seems to say, the Avnei Nezer understands the Rambam is saying that it's because it's a gateway. Says Rav Moshe, no. Rav Moshe says the Avnei Nezer misunderstood the Rambam. Yardei Chelik Alef Sim Kufay Alef, source number 25. Says Rav Moshe, the Rambam when he says that a chatzer is only chayiv in mezuzah because a bayis is pasuach l'socho, because it's connected to a house, is not saying that it's because it's a passageway. It's saying, you know, and I think we said over this Rav Moshe was, you know what makes the chatzer chayiv in mezuzah? The fact that it's a room. You know what makes it a room? It looks like just an outside open area. No, the fact that it's connected to a house shows that it's not just an outside open area, it's what we call a backyard. And a backyard is a room of a house. What's the difference between a backyard and an empty field? There's a house connected to a backyard. There's no house connected to an empty field. That's the chiluk. So Rav Moshe is saying the Rambam also understands it's a room. He's not saying that it's just a passageway. It's also a room, says Rav Moshe. Everyone holds that it would have a din of a room. And therefore, where do you put the mezuzah? Right side going out, l'chora. Assuming there is no other exits, right? And if there are other exits, then you have to figure it out. So how do you paskin now? Think about your own backyards. I have in my backyard a double complication. We have two doors out to the backyard. One that goes from our den out to the backyard, a sliding door, and it goes straight into the backyard. Backyard is fenced in all around, two doors that go out of the backyard back toward the front of the house. And we have another door that goes out to the backyard from the kitchen that goes out onto a deck. And the deck is fenced in, but it also has an outlet where you can go down into the rest of the backyard. So what are you tying now? Where do you put the mezuzah? So according to the Rambam, look, Rambam's the hard one. According to the Maril, well, I would have to find, it's two rooms. the deck is a room, the kitchen's a room, and the den and backyard are rooms. I got to figure out what are the normal halachos of which side is the side. So what, one of the normal halachos is whenever you go deeper into the house, you always go by the, that's the first thing you look at. Whichever room is deeper into the house, you go on the right side going deeper in. So the backyard is the deepest room all the way in the back of the house, even though it has an outlet out to the front. But it's the deepest. What?
Why do you sometimes enter?
Ah, so that's an excellent shaila. So that would be an issue. That would be an issue. So not only if you sometimes enter your house through there, even if you just sometimes enter the backyard through there. Because if you view the backyard as a room, entering the backyard through there would mean it's the first room in the house, right? So that's an excellent shaila. So essentially, even according to the Ma'aril, it would then turn out you'd have to look at Hekert Seir. Good, look at Hekert Seir on a sliding door. So what are you going to do then? So look at Rav Tashmisho. I don't know. I go out, I come back in. I go out, I come back in. I don't know what I do more often than the other. So what are you going to even look at? What's there to even talk about? So you might say, well, the Rambam's Shita is, according to the Avnei Nezer at least, that the backyard's not a room at all. So if, even according to the Ma'aril, I'm not sure which way to put it, and the Rambam would say, you vaday put it from the yard going into the house, if you understand the Rambam the way the Avnei Nezer does, that the backyard's not a room at all, it's just a passageway. So then you would say, Svek Sveka. Suffolk, maybe the halacha is like the Rambam, so you would want to put it on the right side going into the house. And even if the halacha is not like the Rambam, the halacha is like Ma'aril. Ma'aril himself isn't sure what to do. Because we don't know which room I use more. So in the Chara, you would say, put it in the door going back to the house. But if you understand, like Rav Moshe's understanding of the Rambam, it's not a Svek Sveka. If you understand, like Rav Moshe's understanding of the Rambam, that it's that the Rambam's all, Rambam also holds it's a room. So then you just have one suffix. Which way should it go? So what you would look for is any other. If you're totally bought into Rav Moshe, you would look for any other tzad to determine or to raise a doubt in the viability of mezuzahs on one side or the other. For instance, you have a sliding door where you slide it across, and one half of the door is stationary, and the other half slides. Where's the doorpost? So you have a doorpost around the double sliding door, but only one side slides. So is the doorpost the side of the door that's stationary, or is the doorpost all the way on the outside? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Why does the doorpost not slide?
What?
Why is the doorpost not slide? Is it locked?
No. So let's assume it's just built that way. Many of the sliding doors are built with a glass on one side that just always stays there, and the other side you just slide. So is the doorpost the part that stays there, that's facing the part that slides? Is that the doorpost? Probably it is. That would be the doorpost, probably. But at the very least, you would say it's enough of a suffix to say, you know what? Let's put the mezuzah on the other side where I know for sure there's a doorpost. So depending which way it slides. In my house, it slides. In my house, it slides where. Is that why? Okay. In my house. He's the engineer. I thought he knows. In my house, it's like when I go out to the backyard, the real doorpost, you know, that it slides. The door opens from the real doorpost on the left side, not on the right side. So basically, what you have at the end of the day is you can justify a psak of almost anything going out between a backyard and a home. Yeah.
There's usually not any room on the glass to put it.
A lot of times there is. Mine there is. It's like it's very narrow. You'd have to put it standing up. But there is.
This is all when it's closed in the backyard, right?
This is all when the backyard is closed in, yes.
If there's like a gate, go around the side, there's a gate that leads to the backyard, is that considered closed in? Like, it is fenced off all around, but you don't have to go through the house. Like, you go through a gate on the side also to get to the backyard.
Right, so that's what we're saying. Then you would follow based on whichever way is the more common usage.
But like, there's no mezuzah on a gate, so, like, is that even like a...
Well, does the gate have a tzuris of Pesach? Right, if it has a kind al gabehem, normally it doesn't have anything over it, so then it's not chayiv mezuzah anyway. Yeah, the fact that the doorway into a room is not structured like a doorway is supposed to be structured doesn't mean the room is not a room. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm saying that's not considered a closed off backyard if you can get in through a gate on the side.
It's not considered completely closed off in the sense that it's a davar pasha that you would put the mezuzah going toward the backyard.
It doesn't really apply because you can go in another way.
Yeah, so this whole issue is very nogah because it's like a room of the house. But now it's not so pashut which way to put the mezuzah anymore. Now you'd have to go, according to the Ma'aril, you'd have to go Basar HaKatzir. You'd have to figure out all the normal halachos of a mezuzah between two rooms. If there was no outlet at all, there was no gate that let out at all, so then it would be pashut, you'd go on the right side going into the backyard. But if there is outlet, so then you'd have to just figure out between two rooms. Yeah.
What if like part of your fence in your backyard like fell down? Is it still considered closed in?
Probably not.
What was the ramifications of it?
Probably it depends how big a part. What?
What were the ramifications of it being a sfeik sfeika?
That could tell you which side to put the mezuzah on. Meaning, if I'm not sure.
If you have a sfeik sfeika in just a second.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Chaznish writes that even if you have a porch that's dalet al dalet amos, the mezuzah should be put on the right side going into the house. He says, even if it's completely enclosed, right side going into the house. Against that, Taz Shem Ariel, because apparently Chaznish passes like the Rambam, and like the Avnei Nezer's understanding of the Rambam. That's a Chiddush, to pass him Dafka like the Avnei Nezer's understanding of the Rambam. Chaznish really says, you know, I'd love to be able to say that we should be machmir and put mezuzah on both sides, but no one ever, you can't do that. That's not feasible. Okay.
Would it be a chumer or would it be bal tosif? You put it on both.
It would probably be bal tosif. Yeah, I think that would be inappropriate. Staircases. Another very practical shaila. In many of our homes, we have a doorway that opens up to a staircase that goes down to the basement, let's say. Right, so are you chayiv mezuzah, or let's say sometimes you have two family house where you open up a door which leads right into this tiny little cubicle that goes right up to a staircase. So you chayiv mezuzah. Elevator doors, is it the same thing as a staircase? Goes up just like a staircase. So what would you say, chayiv mezuzah, not chayiv mezuzah? So Shulchan Aruch, source number 27. Marpesa she derech la'alos bala alios ubeis shar ahagina pturim v'imbayis pasuach le'echod me'elu chayavim. Basically, if you have a staircase that leads to a garden, it's pater. Okay, if you have a staircase that leads to a house, you're chayav, or to a room, then the doorway into the staircase is chayav mezuzah. Says the shach midrabanan. By the way, Shulchan Aruch then quotes, "V'yesh omrim shebeish archayv afilu ein bayis pesuach l'soch." Okay, we'll leave that out. Now, Marsham paskins in Das Torah, Marsham writes that staircases very often aren't considered a room; they're considered a wall, depending how steep the staircase is. If it's very steep, it's just a door that goes right into a wall, even though it doesn't feel like a wall because you could walk up that wall. People with Spider-Man could walk up any wall. So it's just a wall that you're Spider-Man for. But he gives the dimensions of what the staircase would have to look like in order to have the halacha of a wall, and he says that the incline of the stairs is such that when you go 10 tefachim up in a span of 4 tefachim of width, then it's considered a wall. That would be a mighty steep staircase. Our staircases are not nearly like that. Good. Now, in most cases, staircases, again, aren't that steep, and therefore they should be chayiv in mezuzah if they lead to a room. Let's say sometimes you have a door to a staircase that will then go up, let's say, upstairs to another door that leads to a room. So do you put a mezuzah on the bottom door? Or just hang it?
I think so.
Going away from out to the outside. Let's assume that goes to the outside.
Are they going out of the staircase?
Isn't that a part of your house?
That in your house?
Yeah, I have one of those.
You have a two-family house, right? You walk in, there are two doors because it's a two-family house. There's an upstairs and a downstairs apartment, let's say. When I first got married, we lived in Queens in a garden apartments. That we lived in the downstairs apartment. We didn't have this problem. But the people in the upstairs apartment had this issue. That you walk into this little tiny 2x2 area where you can't even fit two people when you open the door from the outside, right? And if you make a right turn, you open up the door to our house. Straight ahead, you open up a door that leads straight to a staircase that goes up to the top where there's another door that you then open up to get into their house.
Okay, by the time you use that, like storage area over there?
You can't store anything there.
And you just tell room, you put on the right side going in, no? And then like chatzer.
Ah, so Pashtus is it's a chatzer. So you'd put it on the right side going into the staircase because the staircase would have a din of a chatzer. There are posts that suggest don't make a bracha on that mezuzah, make the bracha on the one on the top of the staircase which goes directly into the house. But yeah, Pashtus is that it's a chatzer. Now what about an elevator? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman has an very interesting tshuva about an elevator. I guess we'll close with this for tonight. If you look at source number 29, we'll close with this for tonight. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, mezuzah bePesach ma'alit, in the doorway to an elevator. Yitachein she'ein chiyuv b'mezuzah lo b'knisa v'lo b'yitziyah shel Pesach cheder ha'medregos, asher darko nechnasim l'ma'alit v'yotzim mimena. Let's say you have a room, an elevator room. You go into a room where the elevators are. So you say, I don't think you need an elevator, a mezuzah on those doorways. V'gam lo b'Pesach ma'alit atzma, ki ein kan Pesach u'knisa. It's not a Pesach at all. It's not an entrance way at all. Why? Ki amalit overes mi makom l'makom ve'ena asuya l'bayis umimele p'tura afu p'yishyesh b'dal l'dal. It's a moving target. So even if it's 4x4 amos, so it's not an Israeli elevator, so it's even if it's 4x4 amos, the fact that it's always moving and that it's not meant for dira, it's just meant as a transport, what would you compare that to if you had to compare it to something that the Gemara would talk about? So the Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, I'll tell you exactly what it's like.
Carriage.
Yeah, the carriage that the horse pulls. Needs a mezuzah? For Pesach? Nah, doesn't need a mezuzah. It just takes you from place to place. It's a transport vehicle. So it shouldn't be chayv mezuzah. A second, what if you have a car that has a Tzuras HaPesach? Would you put a mezuzah? Nah, you wouldn't. Now, what if you have what do you call it? RV?
Yeah.
Right? Where you actually, it's made to live in. So that, you have to say, it's not, it happens to be a transport vehicle, but it's primarily has a higher form of use, which is a home. L'chora, I would imagine it's chayv mezuzah. I don't know. You ever see? I don't know what people do. Yeah?
I was going to say that the door frame, though, to the elevator is set. It's not moving at all.
The door frame is set. So in terms of the Pesach would be a kind of Pesach Chayv Mezuzah, but the room itself isn't a room. So it's like a doorway into nowhere.
It's different than the donkey, or the horse and the carriage, because the whole thing is moving. There's nothing that's...
Right, okay. It is different in that way, but in the sense of what the usage of the room is, it's the same, and therefore going to be Patur from Mezuzah. Yeah?
Would it make a difference if like the elevator opens up into a room or into a house?
Directly into, let's say, a person in the house. I don't think so, because I think the usage of that room is still just for transport. Now, you could argue maybe you would need on the right side going from the elevator into that, you could argue. Right? If especially the frame that stays in place going into the house, that you could make a convincing argument that it's a Beit Shar. Right? That it's a chatzer, it's a shar, it's a way into the... Yeah, you can make a convincing argument that would be the case. Okay, I gotta go give another shir. Have a wonderful couple of days. I'll see you for our last shir, Mirtz Hashem, on Thursday night. If there's going to be a minyan, I would suggest that we appoint somebody to be in charge of making sure that there will be a minyan, because, you know, sometimes when I'm not here, a lot of people aren't here.
Tomorrow.
Mincha, tomorrow.
Good question.